Our story today is called The Last Time. From the moment you hold your baby in your arms, you will never be the same. You might long for the person you were before, when you had freedom and time and nothing in particular to worry about. You will know tiredness like you never knew before, and the days will run into days that are exactly the same, full of feedings and burping, nappy changes and crying, whining and fighting, naps or a lack of naps. It might seem like a never-ending cycle. But don't forget, there is a last time for everything. There'll come a time when you'll feed your baby for the very last time. They'll fall asleep on you after a long day, and it will be the last time you ever hold your sleeping child. One day you will carry them on your hip, then set them down and never pick them up that way again. You'll scrub their hair in the bath one night, and from that day on they'll want to bathe alone. They'll hold your hand across the road, then never reach for it again. They'll creep into your room at midnight for cuddles, and it will be the last night you ever wake to this. One afternoon you'll sing the wheels on the bus and do all the actions and then never sing them that song again. They'll kiss you goodbye at the school gate, and the next day they'll ask to walk to the gate alone. You'll read a final bedtime story and wipe your last dirty face. They'll run to you with arms raised for the very last time. The thing is, you won't even know it's the last time until there are no more times. And even then it will take you a while to realize. So while you're living in these times, remember there are only so many of them, and when they're gone, you'll yearn for just one more day of them, for one last time. We're encouraged to remember from Psalm 127:3, children are a gift from the Lord. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.